This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now 7 after the hour, time for us to do our weekly thing here. The DJ Beers are all about reviewing the stories, the people, the hot hits in News Talk Radio on the Talk Radio Review, courtesy of the DJ Beers, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Doug Steffen, with our sort of unique blend of information and opinion and experience and all of the things that are rolled into being a good broadcaster and being on the air. With our ability to kind of think things through, we have some comments on the stories. Jennifer Horn not only does early mornings here with us on the DJV program, she hosts a morning program on Carol A in Los Angeles. Victoria is a veteran of a lot of New York radio, and so here we are. I'm a veteran of radio from here and actually in outer space. There's a special place for me out somewhere, way out there, excuse me, with V'ger. Do you remember, ladies, do you know what V'ger is?
Mm-mm. No.
V'ger is a reference to the first space, the first Star Trek movie, where Spock and Captain Kirk go out to find something. Remember, in the early 70s, Voyager, which was, it's not still operating, but it was sent out. It was the first of the many satellites. There were probes that were sent out into space to find what life, excuse me, there is beyond our planet, beyond our solar system. And it became a very important thing for us all to understand. So they built the first Star Trek movie around Voyager, and Voyager was actually sort of trying to control the universe, as you can imagine, and Kirk and Spock had to stop it. What that has to do with our countdown, probably you can stretch it a little bit.
Probably the most fun news of the week, though.
Yes. Yeah, there's not much else here.
It's
too much fun. At number 10 on the story list, the discussions this week about Independence Day, the 4th of July. How do you greet people, ladies? Jennifer, Victoria, do you say happy 4th of July?
I bite their toes. That's what my cat does.
Your cat bites your toes. Okay.
You said, how do you greet people?
I get it.
Mac?
Yeah. Yes. So, but specifically for Independence Day, do you call it? Do you refer to it as the 4th of July? Do your family and friends call it the 4th of July, or do they call it Independence Day?
The 4th.
Yeah.
Everybody in my circle says the 4th. Yeah.
It's an age thing. People my age are more likely because they have fought in wars.
Well, you signed the document,
like
so, you know, maybe it's a little closer to
That well, usually
nice
is
penmanship, by the way.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much. That's it. That usually, by
done,
the way,
Victoria,
that's a slice.
Very good.
Victoria, you're not really.
I'm learning from you, Jen.
Too much. Yeah, it's all Jennifer usually does the slicing and dicing here.
I got in there. I got one in.
Thank
like
you.
It.
Very nicely done. All right. So there's a lot of thinking going on this week, obviously because of what's going on in our country, about what it really means to be an American and what the freedom. That is demonstrated by the document, what it means, given that most of the people who signed that document were slave owners, as it turns out. And many of the people that put together the ideas that we still nurture as part of our Constitution were slave owners. And a lot of the people, this ties into number 3 this week, which is a focus on the Black Lives Matter movement and our relationships, white people and black people and all that sort of thing. And the ancillary thing that's going with that is the discussion of reforming police. I noticed, Jennifer, the city council in L.A. facing, they've cut the police funding there by $150 million. Excuse me.
And there's probably more coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when they cut the budget, what do they expect to have as a way to fill the void of the police work that wasn't really police work
But they don't know.
Where's that money going?
There's two big issues going on. I live in the city of L.A., as you mentioned, and we have two different jurisdictions of law enforcement. The LAPD handles what's considered to be Los Angeles City. I live in a suburb, but I
Nowhere
live in L.A.
Land.
City. Yeah, but I'm still, it's the LAPD that would respond to calls in my neighborhood. Then there's the L.A. Sheriff's Department, which handles all of the unincorporated communities and all of Los Angeles County. This week, the L.A. Sheriff's Department was cut by $145 million, actually $146 million, on top of the $400 million they were cut last year. And so because of that, the CEO of Los Angeles County, yes, that's a real thing, said, well, here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to eliminate the special victims unit. You're going to have to eliminate the gang enforcement unit, the community cops program. You're going to have to eliminate cyber crimes. You're going to have to eliminate literally the six departments. I'm just going from memory here. And you have to make significant cuts to mental health and a couple of other departments. So the LA sheriff has been very vocally fighting because he feels that his sheriffs cannot appropriately do their job without having these departments. And so that's been one thing that's been going on. The LA City Council, which manages the budget for the LAPD, there's a little bit of a scandal around that as well. The LAPD, whose chief, Michael Moore, is not nearly as vocal now as the sheriff, who is Alex Villanueva. Michael Moore hasn't said much, but this week it was released in a series of text messages that someone, however they got a hold of him, I don't know, between the city council president and the police chief, saying that she demands that his officers take a knee in front of protesters a couple of weeks ago, as this was really, you know, starting up the protests on George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter
movement. Police were ordered to take a knee. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the city council president said we want them to go out there and we want them all
slope.
To take a knee in force, not just, you know, optional if they feel it. They want it to be a show of force. And the police chief, who kind of was hemming and hawing about it, and ultimately the LAPD force did not go out there all at once and take a knee. And because of that, they believe there's some retribution here with the city council, who cut the budget ultimately this week.
Wow. And in the meantime, these other jobs. See,
very
this sounds to me, maybe the retribution stuff, sounds to me like what happens with these childish people in my community. The budget was cut by 14%, so the mayor closed all the beaches. That kind of stuff. That's what happens when these immature... We'll close the beaches. That will get you that way. So one wonders...
You kind of make the case of why... Because you guys don't pay to get on the beach in L.A., right?
We do not.
Yeah, so in Jersey, you have to pay to get on every beach, and so they've been able to limit the number of people just by not selling beach badges. So it kind of makes the case that maybe you should start charging for the beach, and then you can limit
what
the number.
What the hell? We've already paid. Taxes pay for the beach. Thanks very much, but no.
But you know what I think works, though, is if you actually monitor, there are certain entry points to the beach. I mean, certainly there's places where you can sneak on it. Okay. But if you say once the parking lot is filled up, then we're at capacity until someone leaves. There's a whole lot of things that you can do to try to stop people from getting too close together.
I remember living, had a house on the PCH for, 8-9 years? And one of the things, on a Friday or Saturday or Sunday, there would be a line on the PCH, in both directions, by the way, whether you're headed north or south, of people waiting for slots to open up in the parking lot. And this was like by 10 in the morning, it was like this. You had the traffic jams caused by that stuff. It was very dangerous, too. I mean, really dangerous, because the PCH coming down from Malibu through to Santa Monica is not exactly a wonderfully straight road to begin with. And there are all these people that surf and they park their old jalopies on the side of the road. It's very dangerous.
I guess what I don't understand is, like, this week one of the big stories has been a lot of states like Florida, Texas, California all kind of pushing back on their reopening plans. And in California, we put a 3-week pause on restaurants that are indoors. So they want to do outdoor restaurants only. So if indoor restaurants are bad and outdoor restaurants are good, then why are we stopping people from going to the beach? Why are we closing down trails and piers where people are actually going to be able to go out and get some fresh air? To me, it seems very counterintuitive to the message.
The other side of it is that if you really know what's going on, the virus has become far less deadly. It has adapted to its human hosts. There really isn't any need for a vaccine. And there is what I believe, this is me saying what I think, based on what I have read and who I've spoken to who are medical professionals, wearing a mask. I don't agree with Jack Stockwell on this, one of the people that's on the DJV program. I think wearing a mask is a very intelligent and good opportunity for you. Not only, it's more about other people, and we become so selfish. You know, all the Karen stories are everybody's screaming about themselves and, you know, they've got rights and yada, yada, yada. Come on. If you, how does it hurt you to wear the mask? Very little information that suggests it's unhealthy for you to wear a mask. And the business about personal distancing, how does that hurt anybody either? Those are the two things that if you don't want to, even though the coronavirus as it stands today is likely not to kill you unless you're immunocompromised or you're old, still, why would you want to make somebody sick? It's like, you know, sitting in an airplane.
Well, I think it's, we just have to be realistic. If we want the economy to open, and I think you're going to see, the president's already pivoting on this message, and it's what I've said, too. I mean, I don't know. If you want the economy to reopen, sometimes you're going to have to play by these rules. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, you can't
it's the only way. It's the only way that you're going to be able to open things up. So as much as I hate the mask, and I think some of this stuff is heavy-handed, what we have to do is be able to operate with this disease. We have to
be some compromise.
Not going away, and so we're going to have to figure out how to work around it.
Yep.
I think
coming
it just
up,
shows who can adapt and who can't. I think
yeah.
that's really it's pointing out the very distinctly the Karens of the country, people who are, you know, there's a lot going on astrologically right now about, you know, new opportunities for change and for adaptation, and you can just see some people just can't, they just can't adapt.
Right. All right, coming up next, a focus on Facebook and what the reality is there. One of the items in the top 10 list from Talkers Magazine here on our overview of what's going on in the world of talk radio from the DJV perspective.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
We are at war with a murderous enemy for control of the planet, bugs. Some you can see and others you can't. Bed bugs and other insects, as well as viruses and bacteria. Since 1967, a product known to the medical supplies and hospitality industries has been heavy artillery in the war against bugs, viruses, and bacteria. It's called SteriFab. Beware of scam products on the market making all kinds of promises. SteriFab is the only product registered with the EPA that kills insects and disinfects microbes. Many states require it to be applied prior to the rental of hospital beds and wheelchairs, as well as secondhand mattresses and furniture. You won't find SteriFab at the stores. It's usually sold in bulk for industrial use. But now, you can get SteriFab in convenient gallon or handy pint containers with spray nozzles by going to killsanddisinfects.com. Heck of a product. killsanddisinfects.com.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website chicksontheright.com or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Time for us now to continue with our overview here of the talk radio news, the stories this week from the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, where the stories and people lists are always at the end of the week there for you to glean. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV program along with Jennifer Horn. We have our expertise, I guess you call it that. I think it's expertise. We discuss. Somebody confronted me this week. You know, how come you think you know so much? And I said to them, well, I think I do because I'm aware, and because of what I do for a living, I need to have more than just peripheral knowledge. That is, you dig deeply into some of these things, and you come up with stuff that no one else is talking about or nobody else is reporting because you have an open mind. I think I have a very open mind to most things, and I think the two of you do as well, even though you have your I don't want to say prejudice, but you have your points of view, and we all have points of view. We kind of, people who don't have points of view are dull. Ever notice that?
If well, I don't know even, how people even don't. If I you're think wrong. Even people who think they don't have a point of view usually
well,
have
maybe,
a point
yeah,
of view.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
we maybe. Can't help it. We're all from different places in life. We have yeah. different genders. We have different priorities. We have different careers. I mean, everybody's yeah. got a point of view. The thing is, when people say, oh, you know so much, it's not that. It's that we're willing to have a conversation. That's what I love about us, is that even when we disagree, and sometimes strongly, as the president would say, strongly disagree with each other, there's still a respect, and we're still listening. And I don't know. I think that really matters right now. There's so many
yeah,
people that are
well, it
not
always
doing
matters,
that.
But it matters more now. Ugh. I think you're right. Okay, with that in mind, I said we talk about Facebook. Number 8 this week on the countdown is the advertiser boycott at Facebook because of their ability or lack of, I don't know, what how we would encapsulate this. You're the technological person, Victoria. You follow all of this stuff. But basically, if I understand it, Facebook has allowed hate speech to continue, mm-hmm. and advertisers are getting wise to it, and they don't like it. So Zuckerberg being sort of put into a corner. Am I, is that a
well,
good summation?
Well, he tried to, yes. And he, the problem really is that Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, they have tried to just play the neutral,
both sides
in the neutral
the
zone
middle.
For so long. They yeah. have, and they, he hasn't, he just has refused to take a stand against so many different things. It's not just hate speech. And so now advertisers are just saying, you know what, enough with this. We're not even, we're pulling all of our advertising from Facebook.
But how do you keep that from not being slanted? How do you keep that from not being, he's obviously on the left side of things in terms of his political philosophy. So how do you keep that
from not
influencing?
Well, I don't know. He's often accused, from the left, he's accused accused of being a Trump lover. So
really?
I wouldn't have read that.
Jennifer, would you read that into Zuckerberg?
Well, I don't know that he's a Trump lover, but I think he's trying to actually be a smart businessman and just get involved with the content of his site. And so I think with him, they want him to do what Twitter's doing, which is mark every tweet of the president and then let a lot of other fake news go by on the platform. And I don't know if that's a fair ask, but that's what these sponsors are asking for. I actually respect
so
him for staying out of it and not getting...
Or who is influencing the sponsors? Where does that... The sponsors aren't going to do it on their own. They're getting pressure, are they not, from users?
Absolutely, from their customers. Yep.
So are people on the left more likely to push than people on the right for a stay in some of these policies?
I don't know. I think they're equal forces on the left and the right, depending on the issue.
I'm not sure. I think right now,
you're not on social media, Doug.
The right is capable of cancel culture. If you remember when Sean Hannity was throwing his Keurig machine out the window, I think right now, however, the energy move of the cancel culture is with the far left, certainly. I think there's a lot. I mean, it's the Redskins, the Washington Redskins. It's the it's Facebook now. It's all of the actors.
The Redskins, that's been a debate my whole life.
But now they're pulling sponsors. FedEx announced this week that they're pulling. If they don't change the name of the team, they're going to pull a lot of
money. What are you going to change it to?
I don't know. They don't even know if they're going to.
How about just the Skins?
I don't think that people would be okay with that.
What, the Skins?
Well, it's a dumb name, so I don't know why.
What, Skins or Redskins?
Skins.
Redskins is a dumb kind of when you go to the gym.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still higher than historically average, the unemployment rate in America fell to 11.1% based on the report released by the Labor Department yesterday. It was 13.3% in May. President Trump commenting on yesterday's report from the Labor Department while speaking at a Spirit of America business event at the White House.
The United States economy has added almost 5 million new jobs in the month of June. That's shattering all expectations and shattering all records.
The U.S. Supreme Court is delaying a ruling on releasing grand jury testimony from the Mueller-Russia investigation. The court yesterday blocking a request from the White House to see grand jury documents from the former special counsel's Russia investigation. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For the first time in decades, more Americans are likely to see more immigration. The latest Gallup poll finding that 34% of Americans surveyed would like to see immigration increase, while 28% would like to see it drop. 36% say they think immigration should stay at the current levels. It's the first time, though, since 1965 that Gallup has shown people wanting more immigration, outnumbering those backing a drop in immigration. Well, there are some very strange parties taking place in Alabama, and USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
City officials in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, are warning that several students are throwing coronavirus parties where people who have the virus are invited to intentionally infect others. The Tuscaloosa Fire Chief Randy Smith said at a city council hearing that these parties have now been happening for several weeks. They said they thought it was a rumor at first and did research and confirmed that doctors had the same information. The state's Department of Public Health said in a statement that anyone who is in violation of the governor's health order faces misdemeanors and fines. A city councilor said that money is collected at the parties and whoever gets the coronavirus first wins the cash. This is USA Radio News.
Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Second half hour of our talk radio review with the DJVers, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, with the charts for this past week in our sights, the business about the presidential race, number five this week, politics. What, we had John Bolton on our program this week. I wondered in retrospect what the two of you thought about the conversation, what he had to say. He added a few pithy tidbits that he hasn't been saying, because we usually ask questions that aren't what most other people ask anyway. So we weren't trying to do the gotcha thing. But, you know, I'm not a fan. I don't think any of us are, actually. And so under the circumstances, if I do say so myself, we did a pretty good job with him. I kind of enjoyed the conversation. I liked he's very intelligent. He sort of sparked a few things in me that I'd forgotten about with regard to certain things, the hawk business. But, ladies, what did you take away from it?
Well, I'll start, I guess. Yeah. I thought the most interesting thing, because, and I've been pretty vocal about this, why did these two get together anyway, meaning Trump and Bolton? They got from two different places. why, you know, what brought them
together.
Yeah. And I think what Bolton tried to do at the beginning when he answered that question, he's like, oh, he saw me on Fox News. That's kind of the thing that everybody wants to paint Trump is just watching Fox News. I think to a point that's probably true. He knew of him. But the meat of the answer was what I thought was the most fascinating, and I believe it rings true for me, and that is that Trump needed help getting out of the Iran deal. He made that promise to Americans, to people who voted for him in 2016, and he was starting to get criticized because he said within the first 100 days that Iran deal will be torn up, and he was running out of time, and he needed someone to help him facilitate that, and I believe that's what brought them together, and I thought that was actually kind of interesting because it's a real glimpse into how all of that stuff works. And it's not Republicans, it's not Democrats. You make a promise on the campaign trail.
Washington.
And then you go, uh-oh, how do I do this?
Yeah, that's true.
He didn't answer the question, though, of and he goes, oh, well, in chapter one of my book, and, you know, it's I hate those answers. It's like, okay, dude, you know, we know you're you know, selling a book here, but
that was my question about hawking his book. Anyway, go ahead.
But he didn't, I'm a little curious. Not that curious enough to read the book or buy it, but I was more curious, like, who introduced them. Like, I kind of was wondering who from the Trump administration said, hey, you know who we should really talk to? John Bolton. I was just curious. Was it Mike Pence?
That was Pence.
Was
yeah,
it someone else who had experience with him?
Pence. Yeah,
Pence would probably know him. I mean, here's the thing. It wouldn't be a stretch. He worked in the Bush administration. He worked for four administrations. So... Yeah. People, I mean, he's on
both
speed
Bush
dial, probably. Yeah,
both
he's...
Them, yeah.
So whoever was around there would be able to connect them pretty easily, I would imagine.
So the Mary Trump book, I must admit I've sort of zoned out, tuned out on that. That's one of the things that people are saying, well, look at these two books that take down Trump. What does Mary Trump say? What's her point here? I don't really give a damn, but I'm interested
in
what both of you know about that.
Her father is the one, is the Fred Trump Jr., right?
Who died.
And so Donald Trump took over. Yeah, and so she's accusing him, I think, of
taking
money.
Why is she waiting until now to accuse him?
I don't know.
Happened
I don't know anything about her. I've never even heard of her until this.
Neither
so
is anybody
know
else
why.
Until it.
Yeah, you know why she waited until right now, because it was the most expeditious time to do it. But what I thought was interesting is Trump's brother, who was in the hospital, actually, from his hospital bed, actually filed this lawsuit against her, because I guess this has been an ongoing feud between the bulk of the Trump family and then Mary Trump. I'm not sure if she has any siblings or not, but the kid, her, and if she has siblings, were upset with the way Fred's estate was handled. And I guess it had gotten a settlement on that a long time ago. And in that had signs that she wouldn't disclose any information about that settlement or the family. And so when she has this book coming out, Trump's brother from his hospital bed slapped that lawsuit on her real fast, and the judge put an injunction into it this week that was kind of made some news because she had signed away her rights to tell the story, but it'll ultimately still be out.
All right, number seven this week on the countdown. We're sort of jumping around a little bit. I think there's a quality to not necessarily having to do this stuff in order. Number seven is something that sort of came late in the week, the discussion of the Russians. Well, there are two things here, whether you heard it or you didn't. I know you find this hard to believe. Apparently, the Russians, who have become experts in messing up elections, even in their own country, Putin had put forth constitutional amendments to change the Constitution so he can have two more terms. And, of course, the nation overwhelmingly voted to support that because he's such an enlightened leader. Not that the ballot boxes weren't stuffed in every community in Russia and that people were threatened with their lives if they didn't go to vote. Either they stayed home from voting or they went and they were told, you better vote for this. So now Putin can stay in office, till 2034 or something? Some ridiculous.
So can't say no more.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. So that on the heels of this business of the Russians influencing the election, didn't Nancy Pelosi, there's some kind of a bipartisan bill that seems to be a no-brainer. The Trumpsters wanted sanctions pulled, the Russians, and then, I mean, I think this is kind of fishy, isn't it? And Pelosi says the sanctions against the Russian intelligence unit have been stripped from the bipartisan bill. Even the Republicans are ticked off about this. So did I paraphrase? Did I sort of summarize it well?
I haven't heard about all of that. As far as the Russia story, I think, of the week, it was the story that was reported by the New York Times last weekend. The New York Times suggested that Russia had put bounties on the heads of U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
Yes, that's the third part of this wheel, yeah.
So the Taliban denied this and said, no, we were going after Americans on our own, thank you. Russia said it's not true. They haven't offered bounties. And the question then was, did the intelligence community mess this up, or was it reported to the president? He and Vice President Mike Pence never said that they were briefed on this by the intel community. And the directors, the DNI directors, the last couple of them said, no, we never got it up to this level, because the intel community, once they get a story, they have to have consensus before they present it to the president. That's sort of the way it goes, to make sure that it's actually credible intel, so that a president doesn't make an overreaction like weapons of mass destruction and then find themselves in a situation where they can't kind of get that away. They can't explain it away politically. So there's still a debate about whether Trump saw this or not. It seems, at least if you believe...
Well, what does he say?
He says he hasn't seen it. And the intelligence community said that they were investigating these claims, but that they hadn't deemed them to be credible yet. And so the debate still kind of rages on about that. But, of course, the Democrats, who received a briefing on this, Republicans received a briefing, Democrats received a briefing this past week. The Democrats who attended, Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and Representative Engel, they all say that this is now the basis for another impeachment, because they think the president has done something wrong.
Ah,
here we go again. Russia.
From these idiots. Okay. With the Black Lives Matter movement and the discussion of racial relations number 3 this week, I thought it was interesting that the one of the ancillary stories about this is all of the monuments around the country that seem to be negative when it comes to realizing the importance of slavery. Some of the monuments probably ought to go. Some of them are questionable, and some of them ought not to go. But the Department of Homeland Security is sending teams to federal monuments over this weekend, this 4th of July weekend that you're hearing this program on, to protect the monuments. Do we know which ones are? You know, there have been a lot of Confederate statues and monuments that have been ripped down. So the president has said, let's use law enforcement to keep the historic landmarks. What are some of these that deserve to stay up? Do we have an agreement on that? I mean, if you've got Confederate statues around, it would seem to me probably time for them to come down. I mean, that probably a long time ago it was time for them to come down. Jefferson Davis and some of the generals from the Confederacy, Robert E. Lee. I mean, there's a lot we ought to know about these people, but do we need to... it's like having a statue
them.
Of Christopher
I don't understand.
Columbus.
You know, you go to, if you go to Germany, there aren't statues of Hitler. So I just don't understand why we cling to these people who were, I think the
most
governor
people who cling to it don't
said,
really know why they're there in the first place, Victoria. I'd venture that.
Well, I also think it's possible that some people who may have owned slaves also made really important contributions to this country
right.
and in building the country.
So you think, discount the contributions because they were slave owners?
Well, I think a lot of people are, I think that's unfortunate. I think
it belongs in a museum. We can't erase our history. We've certainly whitewashed it like nobody's business, and we have glossed over the fact that, and Doug, you mentioned that opinion piece from the New York Times about
we posted that, by the way, at the DJV show.
Yeah, it's really
Facebook.com/DJV show. Yeah, it's
just to get another perspective, and I know all of us, we like, learning other people's perspectives. And so, I think it all belongs in a museum. And if you choose to go to that museum and you want to learn about that part of history, that's fine. I just don't think that we need, in every town square, that we need to have these relics. Why not more modern representation of our culture and accomplishments?
About New England, one of the things that I like, especially going up and down the seacoast, is seeing all of the, in many of these smaller, mid-sized communities, there are statues of the seamen that went out and either lost their lives or they did something significant to contribute to the well-being of the coast. You know, those are kind of fun.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm sure they weren't perfect people, too, because there's some breaking news here. None of us are. I guess what I take issue with is not the conversation about what is appropriate and what reflects appropriately on our society and our history, but I just take issue with the fact that people think it's their job to go out there with some rope and try to knock these things down.
And to face
stuff that's not theirs. If you want to take up a real effort, and if you really want to like start collecting signatures and actually do things the right way to have things taken down, great. Put the pressure on people who have the land that these statues are on. Fantastic. But to go out there with some red paint and string and try to take this down, no way.
That's the mob mentality. Okay. In a moment, I want to spend there is a person in the news, or a person who was very prominent that I want to mention, would be number 11 on the list of people if we had 11 names on the list. That coming right up here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so in the moments we have remaining here, I think it deserves more than a moment, but that's what we have for looking back at the life of Hugh Downs, who was on television for 69 years of his 99 years on the planet. He was well known for being on most every network, most every show. He started on a small Ohio radio station at the age of 18, and worked his way up, probably as accurate and pleasant and straightforward of all the people. He did everything from news to hosting game shows to making us feel good about America and what we were all about. So I mark his passing at the age of 99. Hugh Downs in the focus here as a person of interest and import on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to safeplacesusa.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to safeplacesusa.com. That's safeplacesusa.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress, all free this week at safeplacesusa.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
On the DJV program, it's time for us to visit once again. It seems like only seconds, nanoseconds ago, when Nick Mills. Why do I keep doing that? That damn morning guy that I had on my station in Boston was named Nick, and I just look at. I mean, you and I are like brothers, but yeah. I don't have any brothers, so that's why I don't remember your name.
Oh, there you go.
Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com. So Tesla has surpassed Toyota. We were just talking about money in cars and that sort of thing as the most valuable automaker around the world. One wonders why, because basically their cars don't make any money selling these cars, yeah. Right? So why is this thing so valuable? What are we missing?
It's an idea. I did a good evaluation. I have info on a good evaluation at Tesla versus General Motors. And, you know, Tesla got hit very hard by the slowdown. Even after opening up China, which should be about half their business, they still are down in the number of cars. And the J.D. Power Initial Quality Award showed them almost double the amount of problems with their vehicles than anybody else. So why are they still number one? A very good question. I wish I had the answer, but I think Elon Musk is a ringmaster, my friend.
Yeah, he is. He's very smart. Yep. So he's been able to get people focused and the attention on the future. And it kind of reminds me of Amazon. Remember when Amazon first started? They didn't make any money for years and years, and yet people were buying up their stock. As a matter of fact, the largest individual ownership of stock was Rush Limbaugh. He got on an Apple, I think, too, early on. So, I mean, you get into stuff like that. We all would wish to have had the foresight to buy into Tesla, let's say, or any of these other, you know, Coca-Cola when it came along. And by the way, this company is worth more than Coca-Cola and Disney, Cisco. It's really quite amazing. And I think it is a tribute. We all think that Elon Musk is kind of a crackpot, but he's a genius. Look what he did with SpaceX and other. Look at that. What is that thing that's tunneling? It's called Boring, the Boring Company, right?
Yes. So making tunnels between cities and cities. There's also, Doug, you know this. You could probably name some great actors and some other business people. There's a very fine line between completely bat crazy and a genius. Sometimes you play the line on both sides.
Right. I think we call it bat something else crazy. Bat, there's a word that begins with that. Yes.
Okay. We do.
All right. Ford has come up with a novel idea for those of you who buy Fords and drive a job. This is pretty interesting.
Yeah, what Ford are going to do is something that Hyundai did back in the last recession, 2008-2009, is, listen, if things go badly for you through the coronavirus and you lose your job, Ford will actually take your vehicle back. Car buyers are now able to lease or purchase a 2019, 20, or 21 vehicle, and the automaker's financing through their financing plan. And if you lose your job within a year, the car can be returned right back to the dealer Ford Value Program. And this is, there's a few little caveats, you know, there's only certain amounts of money, etc. Please read the fine print. But it's good because now you can go out and buy a car and sort of have a safety net, as it were, as you were in a circus.
Pretty unusual idea, yep. All right, speaking of unusual, who would have thought Mark Wahlberg, the actor, would be a good car salesperson? Apparently...
Not going to be pretty and muscly forever, right? I mean, we all wish we were still pretty and muscly, but it doesn't happen forever. And so I think what he's doing is investing in his future. Did it with a buddy, Bobby Lehman. They renamed very cleverly a Chevrolet dealership, calling it the Mark Wahlberg Chevrolet. So here you go, and Bob's big Chevrolet on one side of the street and Mark Wahlberg Chevrolet on the other side of the street. Which one do you go to? I'm already attracted to go to the Mark Wahlberg one because I'm sure there's cutouts and memorabilia all over the inside of the store. That was the first one. Now he's branching out with more. He's bought another dealership in Ohio, a Buick GMC dealership. He's just diversifying his portfolio of his movie money into car showrooms. I think it's a good idea.
All right. Looks like you've got a new number one on the initial quality awards from J.D. Powers, right?
Yeah, so this is joint number one for Dodge and Kia. Dodge, the first American brand ever to make it to the number one, but they didn't stop there. Within a breath, like 3 days after this happened, they released three new vehicles, which are absolutely jaw-dropping, a 2021 Durango SRT Hellcat. This is an SUV with over 700 horsepower, and the list goes on. You're going to have some of the fastest, biggest, muscliest V8s, 807 horsepower, 797 horsepower. These are going to have the fastest family sedan in the world. Dodge, good on you, and keep it going. I love where you're going.
Right, and then make sure you bring plenty of money to pay for the gas when the prices go back up again. All right, there's the report. Nick Miles, his website, Our Auto Expert, ought to be a website we all consult when we're buying.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.